This is the data lead indicating his physical patient name. File FILES Robert ROBERT Lewis LOUIS. Date of birth 9/26/1930. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 9/27/2023. So initial history and physical. Comprehensive evaluation. Patient admitted to the subacute rehab. History of present illness. This is a 92-year-old gentleman with a known history of coronary artery disease. Status post CABG, CABG. Paroxysmal AFib, not an anticoagulation, moderate aortic stenosis and cardiomyopathy. He was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital because of shortness of breath. He was diagnosed with acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to pneumonia and volume overload. Patient was noted also with bradycardic. Hypoxic, pulse ox 84%, leukocytosis, BUN 113, creatinine was 3.1, patient was admitted to IMC level of care, CHF, pneumonia, AKI and acute encephalopathy, permanent, renal function worsened, he was diuretic for health, nephrology consulted, he was transfused for anemia, PRBC, patient was found to have swelling of the left lower extremity. There was acute onset. Imaging showed CT, Doppler's done, that revealed hematoma but no DVT. And the left leg, patient required another unit of PRBC, surgery and podiatry consulted, cardiology consulted. Patient underwent evacuation of hematoma on September the 10th. Postoperatively, he was hypothermic with bradycardia and lethargy. TSH was done. Was elevated up to 122. Patient was upgraded to IMC. Endocrinology consulted. Was given IV levothyroxine. Subsequently transitioned to PO levothyroxine. Patient tossed with hypotension. He received albumin and another units of PRBC to stabilize the blood pressure. Goal of care discussed with the patient and the family, and the family decided subacute rehab. He underwent trial of without Foley, but he failed and Foley catheter was reinserted. While in the hospital, he was treated for hypothermia, mixed edema, coma, acute hematoma, left lower extremity. He underwent evacuation in the OR, acute kidney injury was managed, weakened urinary retention, failed warding trial, and Foley catheter inserted again, acute hypoxic respiratory failure that was managed, and subsequently was given BiPAP also and weaned down to nasal cannula. VQ scan negative for PE, speech therapy saw the patient and cleared for swallowing and started feeding. He also has acute and chronic systolic heart failure, ejection fraction of 30% to 35%. He was managed with diuretics, dose adjustment, and beta blocker low dose, sepsis, community acquired pneumonia, given antibiotic, acute and chronic anemia, secondary to hematoma, required blood transfusion, acute metabolic encephalopathy with history of dementia, slowly started to improve, severe aortic stenosis, they recommended outpatient follow-up. AFib but not an anticoagulation because of risk and side effect. Known coronary artery disease and transaminitis that was being monitored. TTOT recommended subacute rehab. Patient was transferred here. Patient was seen by the hospital palliative team and they recommended subacute rehab and patient was decided by the patient and the family DNR. Today when I saw the patient, son is at the bedside and patient reported to have a shoulder pain and son told me that he get benefit from the local patch that was ordered by me. No shortness breath, no chest pain, patient feeling weak, tired, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Medications upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg every 6 hour PRN, 2 tablets. Allopurinol 100 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, sonocobalamin 100 mcg daily, colace, darsana, 2 tablet BID, vitamin D, 57 units every Sunday, ferrous sulfate, 325 mg every other day, Lasix, 20 mg every other day, latanoprost, 0.005% eye drops into both eyes daily, lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, 1200 mg, 1 capsule daily, levothyroxine, 88 mcg daily, melatonin, 3 mg at night, PRN, metoprolol, 12.5 mg daily. Multivitamin daily, multivitamin with the mineral, daily omega-3 unsaturated fatty acid, 1200 mg one daily, protonics 40 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, simvastatin 40 mg QPM, tamsulosin 0.4 mg daily. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Dual system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, mild shortness, breath, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain and aches, both shoulders, genital urinary, no hematuria, no hematuria but requiring Foley because of difficulty voiding urine, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no palpitation, dipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. His blood pressure is 107 over 66, pulse 90, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 93%. Head edema, namukhalik, asian ectaric, neck supple, GVD, chest and tender lungs. Bilateral diminished breast on the lower lung, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender valves on palp to extremities. Okay. Left leg, hematoma evacuation side wound with the dressing. Dressing is not soaked, there is no bleeding. Right leg, no edema. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, forgetful, and memory is impaired. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab with the generalized weakness and deconditioning. Number two, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, hematoma, left lower extremity, status post, evacuation. Next line, recent acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Next line, acute and chronic CHF exacerbation, SIRS, hypotension, urinary retention required Foley, delirium, CKD, AKI with CKD, severe aortic stenosis, coronary artery disease, iron deficiency anemia, atrial fibrillation paroxysmal, non-candidate for anticoagulation, cardiomyopathy, next and coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, hyperlipidemia, mixed edema with a severe hypothyroidism. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Because of his bilateral shoulder pain, will I have ordered lidocaine patch, discuss with the nursing staff, continue all his other medication and follow up lab electrolyte, especially BMP, to monitor his kidney function and CBC to follow up anemia. Care plan discuss with the patient's son who's at the bedside. Court status discussed with the patient's son. He's the next of kin and the family. They make a decision for him because patient has dementia. Family has decided patient to be DNR. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.